Hello, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Those of you that came from outside San Antonio, those of you that are from San Antonio, welcome and thank you for coming together to this meetup so we can eat some meat, have some fun, be keto whores, do all the things that we love to do. My name is Lindy. I'm here with Alyssa and Terry. We're from My Compass Wellness. We have all transformed our lives with a little help from these two wonderful people here. We've been keto and or carnivore for over 7 years, and we now own a health and wellness group and are excited to help those of you that have any other questions. But even more so, we are excited, very excited, to be welcoming Dr. Ken Berry and Misha to Blanco Barbecue today for this meetup. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, show of hands, how many people have been positively affected by the content, the sharing, the knowledge of these two people? They are incredible. My husband has watched me for over 5 years be keto, but until Ken Berry came onto the scene, he'll come to me now and say, hey babe, Ken told me this today. Oh, all right, good. Dr. Berry, way to go. Another one. So, guys, I am very happy to introduce.
Keep in mind to make sure that you filled out a ticket and put it in the bag. Make sure you're not still holding it because we're going to do some giveaways in a few.
Of all that amazing things. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's why we're all here. Dr. Ken Berry.
Thank you for making the drive. I'm hearing 4 hours, 5 hours. Who came further than that? No, that's it. Okay, good. Misha and I are honored that you guys all came.
Santa came from the North Pole.
Santa's here from the North Pole. Not joking. Because as you may have noticed from the Coca-Cola commercials, Santa needs some keto. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming today. I've heard so many positive things already from the people I've talked to. I've heard from a school teacher who no longer gives candy and cupcakes to her kids as a treat. I've heard from a nurse who slips a little pamphlet into the discharge papers of her patients because she works for an institution that would not be happy with her if she were promoting a proper human diet. And so she does the ninja maneuver of, here, look this up when you get
it. Isn't it? That's a rebellious act, isn't it? When you do things like that are against the normal convention. And I want to talk about that for a second because it's been weighing on my heart lately that this needs to be talked about. You guys are rebels. You are literally changing the paradigm of what it means to be a human being and what it means to eat a proper human diet. Now, anytime there is a rebellion, there are people who are early adapters and who say, yes, this is the right way, and they jump on board immediately. You guys may have some family members who are not early adapters, who are like, my doctor said keto, stupid, dangerous. No, I've got to have my cupcakes. What are you talking about? There's still hope for those people. Okay, and I need all of you guys to be leading by example, like I know you're already doing, because you've already told me your stories. But that's the leadership. We need people who are early adapters who say, this is the way. I'm not going to give up trying to save this person that I love. I'm not going to give up trying to save this friend. I'm not going to give up trying to save my mom or my uncle or my brother. We're not quitters. You can listen to the stories in this room who've lost this much, that much, who've reversed this chronic disease, that chronic disease. That's not the language that's used by quitters. And so as you continue to lead by quiet example, and you're always waiting for that question, how did you do that? You look completely different. You look healthy. You look happy. How did you do that? That's the moment when you take the next step in leadership, which is being a teacher, which you guys are all qualified to do. You do not have to be a PhD, an MD, a DO, a PA. We have a physician's assistant in the house who's local to the San Antonio area. So if any of you guys are looking for a healthcare provider who will not yell at you for eating a proper human diet, I'm going to have her stand up in a few minutes. And if you guys want to find out where she's located here in San Antonio, you can do so.
Oh. I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for making the trek here. Oh, hello, he's awake now. We are here because we love the keto community and we want to reach everybody, everywhere. It's very hard for us to continue to see that this message is not getting out as much as we think it is. Like, just being here, being around my family, I see that we still have a lot of work to do. There's a lot of diabetes in this area. There's a lot of heart disease, a lot of blood pressure issues. And we really want to reach every single one. We're only two people, but you guys are an extension of us. And by you being here and asking questions and doing the work on your own health problems and understanding that you do have the control to make changes in your health for yourself and your family in the future, that helps us. So I know so many of you have thanked us for being here, but really thank you for being here and for playing an active role in this community by just following a proper human diet. That in itself is a really big deal. So thank you very much.
You guys have all heard the story of David and Goliath, right?
Yeah.
Does anybody, are you starting to kind of identify with David? And I think that's apt because we are fighting numerous Goliaths in this battle, not only to improve our own health, both physical health and mental health, but to reach our friends and to reach our neighbors and to reach our relatives who are metabolically sick right now. And they have, some would say, drank the Kool-Aid. But really what they've done is they've just listened to the culture around them. You know, it takes two generations for something to become normal, accepted. That's just how we do it. You've heard that? That's what I've always eaten. That's what mom used to cook. That's what grandma used to cook. Guess what? That's two generations. There are billion-dollar vested interests who will lose money if you eat a proper human diet. They spend millions of dollars a year advertising to you on television, in magazines, on the internet now, that it's fine to have that cupcake. Just inject this. Right? It's fine to have that pastry. You shouldn't be denied that. Just take these pills. It's fine. Kellogg's and Kraft Heinz and Mondelez and Kellogg and Post and General Mills, they're going to lose money if you are successful in reaching your friends. Pfizer, Merck, Sanofi are going to lose millions, if not billions of dollars, if you convince your dad or your aunt or your grandmother to eat a proper human diet, because the big food manufacturers are going to lose the money because grandma's not going to buy that shit anymore. And the big pharma manufacturers are going to lose money because now grandma doesn't have diabetes or metabolic syndrome anymore. So the people with the money are going to lose in this situation. The Goliaths are going to lose. And I'm going to see to that, and you're going to see to that. And you're going to do it by reaching out to one family member at a time, one friend at a time. And when they see your transformation, they're going to say, they're going to ask the magic question.
How do you do that?
That question is magic. Now, it's very easy to want to proselytize when you've really transformed your health, isn't it? You want to get on the street corner with the sign like that kooky guy, right? The end is coming. Eat keto. But that's nobody listens to that guy. Some people honk at him to get out of the way, but nobody listens to him. You lead by quiet example. You fix your own stuff, whether that's mental or physical. More and more research is coming out showing that mental health is absolutely related to the food you eat and the junk you avoid. Be the light, be the message, be the solution, and do it quietly and do it with dignity, because you should have that. You deserve that. And when they ask that magic question, then you're more than happy to help. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You guys are David, and the battle ends how you decide it ends, because the Goliaths are no longer in charge. They still got the billions. They still got the multi-million dollar ad budgets, but they know something's coming. This is being discussed in boardrooms all over the world right now. What are we going to do about this? How are we going to squelch this? Don't think it's not. Call me whatever you want, but bet me it's happening. And I'm not going to let it stop, and I hope you'll be right there with me fighting against these gigantic, would you say evil, Goliaths? I don't know. Is evil the right word when you're literally selling a product that makes people sick?
Misinformed.
Yeah, I think a lot of people in the boardrooms are misinformed. They just don't know better. What's the key word?
Yet.
That's because y'all not going to shut the hell up until everybody's heard about a proper human diet. I just don't want to hog the mic. Yeah, you want to do some questions? Yeah.
Do you think the CGMs, if they come down in price, that would help what you guys are trying to do a lot?
Yeah, absolutely. Do I think CGMs, as they come down in price, will help people to realize? Absolutely, 100% yes. If any of you guys are on Twitter, you see me fighting daily with cardiologists and endocrinologists who are saying people don't need CGMs. That's a continuous glucose monitor that you wear right here that checks your blood sugar every 5 minutes. It's almost as if they don't want you to know what the junk does to your blood sugar. Now, I'm sure that's not true. I'm sure that's not their motivation. And a lot of these cardiologists and endocrinologists are either vegan or plant-based. That's what they recommend to all their patients. Now, what's a CGM going to tell you when you eat that big bowl of whole grain wheat with some almond milk? And then you have a couple of pieces of whole wheat toast with some sugar-free strawberry jam on it. What's your CGM going to do? And you're going to know right away, that's bullshit. That's not, I can't eat that. I've got metabolic syndrome. I've got prediabetes. I got type 2 diabetes. I have hyperinsulinemia. If you only learn one word you've never heard of before today, remember hyperinsulinemia, because that is the Achilles heel of the entire plant-based argument, the entire eat whole grains, drink fruit smoothies. All that falls to the wayside when you say, hey, doc, will you check my fasting insulin? So, yeah, CGMs are absolutely, and guess how we make the price come down? Everybody that can't afford one, get one and use it. Then when you've learned everything you need to learn in 2 weeks or 4 weeks, gift it to somebody you love and say, hey, if you can't afford it, I'll buy the sensors. Here's the machine. Watch what the food does to your blood sugar.
You can get that same information from a glucose monitor, which are way cheaper. Of course, you have to prick your finger, and you have to know when to prick your finger. And the best way to do that is before you eat, obviously, 30 minutes after, 60 minutes after, and 90 minutes after. So So if you cannot avoid a CGM, you can still understand your body. You just have to go about it in a little bit more painful way. My dad, I don't know if he's in here right now. Wow. You would think I was stabbing him. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. But don't feel like you have to have a CGM to know your body and understand how big it's affecting your blood sugar. The glucose monitor is going to be the same thing if you use it appropriately and time everything. And then document, which is something a lot of us don't do, is documentation. Keep up with those things. And do it for, how long should you do that for? Okay. 90 days is a really good place because you're giving your body enough time to understand what's going on, adapt to what's going on, and respond to what's going on. You only do it for a few weeks. You're not seeing the whole picture. You really need to do any changes for 90 days and then gather that data and move on from there. But I just don't want people to think the glucose monitor is some way magical. It's not any better than the stress that you do your blood glucose. So if you can't afford that, it's okay. You can still get that information.
Yep, absolutely. Can you imagine a cardiologist or an endocrinologist saying, people don't need a CGM? If you haven't been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, it's ridiculous for you to waste money and time on a CGM when over 80% of adult Americans have at least one marker of metabolic syndrome. It is now normal in the United States to be sick. That's the new normal. Are you guys okay with that?
No.
I'm not either. I'm not okay with that. And so when a doctor says something like that to an obviously metabolically sick population, either the cognitive dissonance is off the chart, or the misunderstanding is off the chart, or they've got another motive. I don't know. All I know is that what they're saying is idiotic. And we need to be the voice of reason and the voice of truth. And the black and white voice and say, dude, here's my labs. What are you talking about? What do you mean? I used to have an A1C of, who had the highest A1C in here? Give me a number. 11.3, 14, 9.8. Yeah, that's severe metabolic illness. And how many of you guys had type 2 diabetes for years before your doctor found it? If you'd had a CGM, it would have taken you 5 minutes to immediately know something's wrong here. Question? Yes, sir.
What is a, how do we screen for a medical profession, doctor, nurse practitioner, whatever, that can help us on that roadmap to reverse the type 2? Because I'm in an endocrinologist now, but it's like 3 months. I'm making weekly changes in my sugars and things like that, adjusting meds on my own, but I really feel like I don't have any medical resource here in town.
So the question is, how do we find a doctor who can help us with this journey to reverse metabolic syndrome? Pre-diabetes, type 2 diabetes. So if someone's currently type 2 diabetic, and they go to YouTube and they watch my Keto 101 playlist or my Keto or my Carnivore 101 playlist, and they start to actually implement that, you're talking about anywhere from three to 12 months, your type 2 diabetes will be gone. You will no longer be a type 2 diabetic. And we're talking about 3 weeks to 6 months that your type 2 diabetes will be gone and you'll just be pre-diabetic. That's a victory for any of you guys who are still pre-diabetic, 100%. You used to be type 2, now you're pre-diabetic. Huzzah.
3 months.
In 3 months, he went from type 2 diabetic to pre-diabetic. Santa Claus. Yeah, I have a video on my YouTube channel called How to Find a Low-Carb Keto Doctor Near You. And in the show notes are 5 or 6 websites, including dietdoctor.com, where any doctor who's low-carb, keto, carnivore, woke can go and sign up. And so they'll be there. All right. Now, we actually have a local healthcare provider in the room. Where's my physician assistant buddy at? Could you stand up? Where'd she go? She maybe had to go to work.
Right here.
There you are. Yes, yes. Angela. Everybody look at Angela. Wave Angela. Smile. I thought you said a PA. No, I'm so sorry. No, this is a medical doctor specializing in family practice. My grievous fault. I'm sorry. But she's right here in San Antonio. How many of you guys did not know that there was a doctor here? Right. So you need to get on the websites, my friend, and sign up. Where are you at? Texas Med on the
floor. I can do some. I can help find other doctors.
Oh, you know a few other doctors who are low-carb aware.
They might be open to it, yeah. It's hard,
yeah.
It's hard to get people to change.
It is. Paradigm shifting is quite the challenge, as we all know. Thank you, doctor. Thank you.
People over at Vital Life Wellness, I think there's two locations. They are keto friendly. I'm not sure about all the doctors, but I know the one I see off 1604 and Blanco. They're very positive.
Excellent.
My internal medicine doctor, Dr. Tamara, T-A-M-Y-R-A, Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S, has an office in the Dominion and out at Redlands. And she is keto aware. So just be open to that. She's got a new partner who's very keto aware.
Excellent. Question? We've got a carnivore doctor in San Antonio. So what's the name again? David Ramos. There you go.
I got a question along that same line.
Yes.
My family doctor, she's open to experimenting with me, but she doesn't want to go against standard of care because she gets in trouble.
Right.
So how do they?
Yeah, so his family care doctor is keto aware, carnivore aware, but she's very concerned about getting in trouble with the medical board or for her other partners. And this is a very common scenario. Doctors are fairly risk averse, which is a good thing. They should be. But at the same time, now that she knows the truth of a proper human diet, it becomes almost her fiduciary and moral duty to recommend that to patients, right? And so what I would recommend is any of you guys, I don't want you to be afraid of your doctor. I don't want you to be disrespectful to your doctor. I want you to go to your doctor and say, "Doc, you know all that, how I've been losing weight and my A1C is better? I'm eating keto. I'm eating carnivore. Have you looked into that much? Because there's a ton of research about it. Have you looked into it at all?" And when you phrase it that way, am I right, doctor? If you phrase it like that, doctors are like, "Huh," because we're always looking for new stuff. We're always looking for something that'll actually damn work, aren't we? Because so many things, we use that prescription pad that we got carpal tunnel, and nothing really changes a lot of the time. And so for a doctor to find something that actually works, if you say something like, "Doc, I've reversed my type 2 diabetes, so has my uncle, so has my mama, so has my grandmama," when you say something like that, could you please look into keto? Because I've been told there's a lot of research supporting it. That's the way you talk to a doctor. Because if you can change your doctor's mind about that, that's great for you. And that's great for your doctor as well. But guess who else it's great for? How many other patients does that doctor have? And once the doctor sees the power of a proper human diet, doctors are ethical and moral. We want to do what's right. But when you see that work over and over and over again, guess what you're going to start recommending to all 500 patients, all 1,000, all 5,000, depending on what special you are. You're going to start recommending a proper human diet because it would be unethical not to do so. Think about that. I've had so many people, Misha and I, who people reach out to us and say, actually, my doctor, when I first went, he's like, keto is dangerous. It's dumb. I'll fire you if you keep doing keto. 6 months later, they write us again and say, guess what? My doctor's keto. And he's recommending it to other patients because you cannot unsee this. Once you see the growing body of research about a very, very low carbohydrate, whole food, unprocessed, ancestrally appropriate, nutrient-dense diet. What phrase did I just use that sounded irrational or silly? Those are all good things. And here's a diet that does that. Doctors are going to, they're going to first try it themselves, and then they're going to start recommending it when they see the power. Did you have something?
The
American Diabetes Association now has it as an option for treating type 2. So just tell, ask them to refer to that. Yeah. And now they've got that coverage they need so they don't get the non-practice.
Right. So in the American Diabetes Association's manual to healthcare providers, they now have an option for a low carb option. Now, it's on page 287, but it is an accepted way of dietary intervention for type 2 diabetes. And the American Heart Association also has it in their guidelines now on page 345 that, yes, you can do low carb if you're a type 2 diabetic. So if your doctor says no, diabetics can't eat keto, you can say, bro. Do you do much reading? Are you caught up or are you a little behind? Because the American Diabetes Association says low carb is a viable and safe option for people with type 2 diabetes. Maybe when you get home tonight, instead of watching, you know, ESPN, maybe you need to do a little bit of reading, doctor, with all due respect. I always add that at the end. Question? Yes. Of what? Which blood test? Blood sugar?
Blood sugar.
Okay, yeah.
Can he go in and get it taken in the afternoon as opposed to in the morning as long as he's
Yeah, so the question is, her husband's blood sugar is very high in the mornings, and it comes down over the course of the day. And this is very, very common in people who are doing meat-heavy keto or ketovore or carnivore, is that their morning blood sugar, due to the dawn phenomenon and other things, it's higher in the morning, and it actually comes down over the day as you eat. Now, anybody in this room who's still eating the ADA recommended diet on page one of the handout, that's the actual opposite of what your blood sugar does. It starts out pretty decent in the morning, and it goes up over the course of the day. That doesn't happen to people eating a proper human diet. And so, yeah, absolutely. He could just go in later in the afternoon and say, hey, I'm fasting. I know it's not morning time, but I'm fasting, so let's draw this now. Go in at 3:30 because that's when his blood sugar is going to be great. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, sir.
If you're familiar with the Live Strong Foundation that was involved with cancer, started maybe 25 years ago or so. They focus on helping patients with cancer navigate the insurance industry. Okay, with metabolic syndrome and these other issues you're talking about, is there a site that will help us navigate so that we can get the tests done for our blood and our other things that we're concerned about?
There is a society now called the Society for Metabolic Health Practitioners. Okay, and they have a website, they have a certification program where a doctor can do some continuing medical education and get certified. And they also have a standard of care manual. Now, you guys have heard of standard of care, right? And so that's where a doctor, like you were saying earlier, your doctor's afraid they'll get in trouble. Well, if you're following a standard of care that's got, you know, a list of 300 resources and references and scientific studies referenced in it, then you weren't just, you know, pulling stuff blindly out of your butt and just thought, hey, I'll try this with Joe. you're actually following a standard of care. And so it's yet to be, to my knowledge, it's yet to be tried in a court of law or in the court of the medical board. But just having that resource, having reams of research studies, that's very powerful for a doctor to feel less exposed to risk. Is that right? So it's the Society of Metabolic Health Practitioners or Healthcare Practitioners. And you can look that up, and they have many different CME modules, but one is just to be certified as a metabolic health practitioner. And then you've got a standard of care manual that you can actually have in your office as a healthcare provider. And then if the medical board comes, which sometimes they do, trust, I know, then you can say, I'm following this standard of care. And then we can duke it out in front of the medical board or duke it out in a court of law. And I think the research is so sound that the doctor's in a good, safe place.
Question.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
I had a keto doctor who knew about nothing, and then I found Thrive Medical in North Austin. The entire practice is keto friendly.
This is in Austin, did you say?
This is in Austin.
Thrive Medical.
And right back to my doctor, and his, the thing he's most proud of is the number of people he prescribed.
Yeah, and that's all you guys really need, okay? How many of you guys have figured out that, how many of you guys did not need your doctor's help at all reversing or improving your type 2 diabetes? You just did it your own self at home. See the hands? You don't need a doctor. Now, if you're injecting insulin, if you're on a handful of 20 medications, then it would be better if you found a doctor to work with. I agree with that. But so many people have just taken it into their own hands. Like, my doctor's not going to listen. There's not another doctor for 100 miles. I'm just going to see if I can't do this myself. And nobody's died. And tens of thousands of people have reversed their type 2 diabetes. But I'd much prefer you have a doctor who understands what you're trying to do. Yes, sir.
And that Don Panano you talked about. For example, the other morning,
mm-hmm.
So I put on a walk and
she was
like 2 miles, come back
and 90. Yep. So that he lowers his morning blood sugar by going for a 2 mile walk every day. Yes, sir.
Just to note things. 82 pounds down, blood work has never looked better.
This guy's only lost 82 pounds. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you.
Can Mary answer your questions? So he can come. He would. But we only have this area at 1 o'clock. We have a ton of freebies for you guys. So we're going to get started giving some stuff away. But first, if you have more questions for him, he's live every Monday on YouTube. Most of you probably know that. But we also have a private group. You can join for as low as $5. And we go live all the time in there. We do pop-up lives, random lives, scheduled lives. And if you're someone who needs to talk to him, he does Zoom calls for $20 now. It's not hard. We will always do things for free. We will always do things for like this. We will always be on YouTube. If YouTube, for some reason, told us to go away, then we will find someone else to do this.
All of our videos are on Rumble and also on Odyssey. They're all there. So if you have a problem with YouTube, go to Rumble, go to Odyssey. They're there as well.
Yeah, okay. So I didn't tell you where to go for that. It is phdhealth.community, and it is in his bio or like a picture on his YouTube banner. So if you forget what it is, it's in the links in his show notes. It's on his banner on Facebook. It's on his banner on YouTube. It's on his banner on Instagram. You know, it's all over the place. So,
and it's also in the show notes of this video. It's right down there.
There you go.
Yeah. And so right now I have a very limited private practice. I'm basically taking care of some older people who can't get out and see the doctor, people who have been their doctor for over 20 years. And I'm not taking new patients right now for a one-on-one basis. If that ever changes, then people inside our community that she was just talking about, that's who's going to be notified first. Okay. And that may never happen. Or it may happen next week. I don't know. But if you're like, oh, I would definitely go to Tennessee and see this crazy redneck, then become part of the community. It's such a tribe in there. We've got how many people now? 1,500 people in there right now who every day, it feels just like Facebook when you're inside it, except they don't sell your information. You're in there. Who's part of the network right now? There you go. So if you got any questions, ask that person that just put their hand up. We don't sell your information. We don't collect your information. It's just a tribe of people who've rediscovered a proper human diet and what it can do for them. And they are eager and willing to help other people, because that's why people come to that network. They're like, how'd you do that, dude? How'd you do that, Daniel? I want to do that. And Daniel's like, dude, let me tell you. It's easy. Here you go.
So did you move?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
We don't actually say dude that much either. but like, look, we'll always do things like this. But thank you to those of you who are in the group. I knew I saw somebody be coming, but like I said, he would talk for hours, and he does in the group. So if that's your jam, 24/7, it's like, what's the news channel that is on all the time? Oh, all of them. It's Ken Berry TV all the time. Some of you are really into that. Not even like. So we're gonna get some stuff away. Any closing remarks?
Don't be shy. Okay. First of all, if you're here today and you're like, I really want to go up and say hi to Nisha and Doc, but I don't know. Stop it. Get your ass up here. And say hi, shake my hand, give me a hug, we'll take an ussy. Don't be shy. And then when you're out in the community, also don't be shy. You have stumbled upon something. You found something that's powerful. Don't hide that. Let it shine. Let it be available. Let people see that. And when they see that often enough, they might block you. Like, I'm so sick of her sharing those videos. Oh, my God. But they're either going to have chest pain and wind up in the ER. They're going to have a TIA, a mini stroke. Suddenly, they're going to be hungry for exactly what you've got to feed them. They're going to be hungry for the knowledge that they know you possess. And they're going to be like, what was that chick's name that was always posting those damn videos? Because I need that information now. And I want that information. They're going to find you. And then you literally save somebody's life. How cool is that? How cool is that? You don't have to be an MD or a PhD or a DO to save people's lives. You can do whatever you do for a living, and you can save the lives of your friends and your family and your neighbors starting today. Thank you.